We're going to just start again. Okay, you know what? I just don't get why I'm having trouble recording. But, so we'll continue on lesson 69. We're now into on the stomach laterally bending. Feel like I need to give up. I don't know why it keeps on turning off on its own. I'm trying not to even move that much where I put it so that... Okay, so now, so you're on your stomach, legs are long, your face is into the mat, and you're going to go a little bit to the left and a little bit to the right. So you're side bending. So your head is moving with your elbows. You bend to the right, come back to the center, bend to the left. You're side bending the ribs and spine. Asking yourself, can you have minimal participation with the legs, right? And to have the top of the feet opening up so your heels are lined up with your toes. And is it easier to go to one side compared to the other? Right? There's so much to pay attention to and notice. Okay. Come back, rest. Let's roll over and rest. So just as you're resting to take in how you're feeling is to reiterate what we did in the beginning that the recording stopped. As you started on your stomach and we first lifted the right elbow, then lifted the left, lifted both to create extension. So the hands were interlaced behind the head. And then you brought the elbows down and slightly pressed, which creates the flexion. And then we added in lifting one elbow towards the ceiling at a time, sliding one leg up along your side for the rotation. So we've done extension, rotation, and now we just did side bending with the upper body. Does that make sense? Yes? If something doesn't make sense, ask me. Is it the direction that doesn't make sense? And you're looking at me. Is there, oh, you're good? Okay. Peg, what doesn't make sense?
No, I'm just trying to put it all together. Order.
There isn't an order. Let go of any order.
Okay.
What's most important, what I taught last week and this week, is to understand these six basic directions. And then everything you do in life, you couple these directions, either two or three of them together, with everything you do. So there is no order. It's random. But what I'm doing is separating them out. So for like Anne, she's getting a lot of clarity of like, wow, extension's hard for me. So I wanna evoke and bring in, I wanna pull in and recruit some other part of me. And that's what we do. When we lose familiarity with a direction, we recruit another direction.
So what can I do about
it? What were the steps I said? First thing? You become aware. Second is you encourage yourself to recruit that area. But you got to be aware of it first. And that's the beauty of separating them out, is then you feel the recruitment. You know, then you feel that you're not doing it.
So how do I build, what is it that's weak that's causing my legs to...
Your extensors. And those are all along the back.
Oh,
no. Your back.
Yes, that's...
Your back. Extensors. Draw your rectangle. Extensors. They go from your two shoulder blades down to your two buttocks, and it's everything that you're lying on right now.
So what do you do about it? Strengthen it? Or?
You strengthen it by what we're doing.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Back onto your tummy. Just because we're going to just direct all of this for you today, Anne. So, because she's a sweetie pie. So what to do about it? So make your arms long this time, above your head, on the floor. And what did I ask you to do with the tops of your feet, right? Heels lined up with your toes. And this is why you have your feet issues. Okay, how to work extensors. So your forehead's down. Can you lift both arms now and your head? Don't tilt your head. Just lift arms and head away from the floor and bring them back down. What should be working, Anne?
My flexors.
No, what should be working?
My abs, what?
No, what should be working? Anybody else?
Extensors.
Your extensors! See, Anne, it is that out of your mind. It is that unfamiliar that you go, even, we just had this discussion. And I just threw something in just for you, and you're still lost. That's how, because it's, and it's that unfamiliar. It's just like me with my hearing. I didn't know I couldn't hear. I didn't know I was talking that much louder than everybody else. You don't know what you don't know. Sometimes somebody has to point things out to us, right? So this is about your back and your glutes. The whole back, from shoulder blades, neck, down to your pelvis and buttocks, should be clenching and tightening. Is everybody feeling that? Your hips should be pushing forward into the floor. You should be feeling that. And then, like Anne asked the question, if you can't do it, how do you recruit it? You make it happen. You tell those hips, press into the floor. You tell your shoulder blades, squeeze together in the back. And less in the legs, Anne. Excellent. Now, let the arms and head rest, stay long, and let's lift the legs straight up, both legs, just up and back down. Again, this goes right into your back. You should feel your glutes and up your back. Keep the legs long. Each time that you let the legs come down, can you let the top of the feet come closer to the floor? For those of you with the foot issues, what you ask the question, what can I do? I'm giving you all the answers. This is what you can do to help the feet that are connected to your back. Now, can you alternate? So you would once lift your feet, then press the top of the feet, then lift your arms and head. So, Anne, yeah, this is why your feet are such problems. It has nothing to do with your feet. It's all about your back.
And this is how I strengthen the flexors.
Not flexors. You want to strengthen extensors. Say it. Say it.
Extensors.
Spell it for me.
E-X-T-E-N-S-O-R-S.
There you go. What are you strengthening?
Extensors.
That's right. What do you need to work?
My extensors.
Okay, are they any part of your legs?
No.
What are they part of?
My back.
That's right, you just got an A on your quiz. No, and it's not that she's stupid, right? Nobody's ever stupid. I mean, look at me, including me teaching this work for so long. I didn't know I didn't hear. And I didn't understand that when I can't hear myself, that I get louder, right? So this hearing doctor brought that attention and awareness to me. So like Anne says, what do you do about it? I'm working on lowering my tone. I'm working on trying to hear the TV better at a lower volume. I've become attentive to the volume of my voice. That's the beginning. Beautiful. Okay, roll over and rest on your back. Right, it's kind of crazy making because we don't know what we don't know, right? And that's the whole point of this work. And sometimes, including myself, you need an outsider to assist you with awareness. I needed to go in and get my hearing tested to become aware I had a hearing issue, right? It doesn't mean I'm stupid or dumb. These are very, it's very, very hard. I mean, imagine this has been going on since I was 11. These are hard things to realize that you do. I mean, I was suspicious of it, but I was never wrapping my mind around the connection to the sinuses and the allergies and the swelling, right? But it's all connected. Your mouth, your nose, your eyes, and your ears. I said to my folks on the phone, I feel like I'm an astronaut. I do. I feel like my head's always like in a bubble. So I don't know really what it's like not to be in a bubble. Like, I really don't know what it's like not to have inflammation, right? And then I've got the ringing in my ear 24/7, right? That's my normal experience, right? So what do I do with all this, Anne? Like, so I've been just investigating. Like, when I wake up first thing in the morning, I'm asking myself, is the ringing there immediately? And then when I'm laying in bed at night and everything's quiet, the ringing's really loud, right? In a way, I like things loud because it blocks out the ringing, right? So I'm putting myself now through this awareness under a microscope to observe my behaviors, my experiences. You see what you do with it? Okay, let's go back onto your tummy. Let's put your hands next to the side of your head, elbows out to the side, forehead still down. So your hands are next to your head. So palms are up, yeah. Not on the back of your head, there you go. Okay, and this time I'm gonna let you bend your knees, bring your feet to the ceiling, okay? Keep your knees apart. So the minute and you bend your knees, what happens? Yeah, what happens when you bring your feet to the ceiling?
My quads are going to the floor. That's in my hip.
Right. What should you be working?
My extensors.
That's right. Do you feel any tightness in your butt or your back?
My butt, yes. My back, no.
Okay. Everybody else go through the same question. Legs long. And then when just in the process of bringing your legs up, you should feel an engagement. There you go. Okay? So in this position, let's start with both legs. Can you lift both knees away from the floor? This is going to be tremendous work. That's right. Right into your ass, your derriere, your glutes. So what do you do on the front side, Anne? You press the hip flexors into the floor. And Peg, if you're tight in your hip flexors, you get cramps. And that's related to your back too, so it's good that you're here today. This is all about extensors in your back. There you go, nice. So pop the knees up, get that lower back up your spine, nice Bonnie, engaged. Push the hips into the floor. There you go, Peg. That's it. Now keep the feet towards the ceiling and let's alternate. So lift once the right knee, and then when it comes down to press into the floor, once the left knee. Do not lower the feet. So now you're creating a little bit of rotation. So Anne, think of the pelvis rotating. The knee that comes up is the hip that comes up, right? The knee that presses into the floor, the hip presses into the floor. So now you're rotating with extensors. This is a combo. That's it. Now think lifting and kicking to the opposite side of the room. So if you lift the right leg, you think of the right foot coming over to the left. It lifts and kicks behind you. That's it, Bonnie. That's it, Anne, right? So now you're doing extensors and a huge rotation in the spine. And then you ask yourself, how does this feel? And I want you to kick the leg behind. That's it. Not straight. Behind is over here towards me. So bend your legs again. Kick your right foot towards me. Kick me. Yeah. So that means you, I know. And it's because you're so, we're going to get these, yes. So you want that knee that you're kicking to move behind the other knee. Nice, Peggy, even more. I want you to think, Peggy, you need more rotation in your spine. That's the hard one for you. Rotate. Rotate that spine. Twist that spine. Bonnie, that's also your hard one. Rotate, twist. All of you, that's it, Corinne. That's it, Anne. Bring that one knee behind. The leg that you're lifting is the knee that comes behind. So you go one side, come back to the center, and do the other side. Beautiful. Okay, let's let it go, roll onto your back, and rest.
That's work.
So, and this time, Peggy, you guys can open your eyes and you can look at me, right? Try to stand here in the center. So this is the problem. This is why, this is for all of you here that are here today. So I completely changed the lesson for you guys. And you know I do this all the time. Because what matters is who's here, not just the recording, right? And this lesson's broken and I'm going to repeat and add things next week. Okay. So you guys are like this. You're kind of bent over, and this is how you're walking through life. I'm sorry, it's the over age 50 walk, right? What are you doing? You're just lifting the knees. So you're not moving through the hip. You're not moving through the foot. This is not called walking. This is called lifting the knees and somehow moving forward. Okay? Watch me and learn. Walking is taking a stride. Okay? It happens very quick what happens with the foot, but you hit the heel and then immediately you're on the whole foot. On the back foot, you're on the toes. See? You move through that ankle. There is no bent knees. The leg is straight. You come on the leg. The hip is open. The only time you bend the knee is to lift the behind leg to take the step. And then you roll through. We roll through these hips. We roll through. This is walking. There's a gap. This is not walking. This is marching. You see how there's no bend in my foot? So, hello cramps in our hamstrings. Hello cramps in our calves and our feet. This is why you can't lie on your stomach. I can lie on my stomach and the entire top of my foot is open and touches the ground. Because I open the foot, I do this. This is walking. And it comes from all my years of running, right? I mean, this is the downside of living in Park City. Everybody's hikers and they do this for hiking, flat-footed. Then they put themselves in ski boots and bend their knees again. And why do you think we have so many knee surgeons here? Because you go from hiking to ski. Sums it up. Okay. So when you leave here today, we're going to take strides. We're going to come up in a minute. We're going to work on walking through the feet. Okay? So am I making sense? And this is extensors. You see? When you're doing this, this is flexion. This is all flexion.
Walk again, watch your flexors.
Okay? If you're marching and you're hiking, you're working your flexors. You're downhill skiing, flexors. So this town gets super weak with extensors. Good awareness? Yes. Got it? Okay. Let's go back onto your tummy one more time. Because we're going to weave it in next week. I think this is really pertinent. I think, does it help too when I demonstrate and then you can put it into daily life what you're doing? I think that really helps, doesn't it? Yeah. Because sometimes it's like, well, what does this all mean, right? So now Bonnie Beautiful, line those toes up with those heels. Open the fronts of those feet. So a goal, back to you, Anne, right? Just line in this position. Your goal would be to eventually let the top of your feet completely touch, like mine. What, right? That will happen. Okay, let's put your hands behind your head again. Interlace them. Let's go back to lifting your elbows, but at the same time lifting your feet with them long. So elbows and feet lift, and then you put everything back down and press. Lift, beautiful, Peggy, and press. And you know, one of the things, because Peggy, I know you drift in and out with visiting, that I talked about in last week's recording is, again, the reason I explain things so well, right? Language helps you understand. And when you understand things, Anne, then you can change them. See, that's the first step. If you don't understand how to piece this all together, right, then you leave and you don't know what to do. But as you understand mentally in your mind, that's it. Okay, now pause, bring the arms long on the floor. So legs stay long, arms long, and we're going to do opposites. So you're going to lift the right arm and left leg. Right arm, left leg. Left arm, right leg. And just see how this is for you. So this is another one that you can do. And then when you lower the ones that you're lifting, can you start to press them a little bit? So you lift, press as the other side lifts, the other diagonal. Beautiful. Okay. Let's let all of that go. Again, let's roll over onto our backs and rest and see how things feel. I think one of the most difficult things for people to be able to do is make sense of what we're doing into the real world. So that's why I showed you, and then we're going to come up and finish with you practicing a little bit. You know, so you can go to an exercise class and do all these stretches or movements, but if it doesn't make sense, right, how can you put it into your daily life, right? So are you feeling more archy in your back now? Yes, that's what we want. Okay, the arch is good. That means your extensors kicked in. See, the arch feels good though, doesn't it? Because then the shoulder blades are weighted more on the floor. It feels good. Feels good when you work the extensors. Okay, let's have you come up to sit, then come up to stand, and let's just try standing for a minute and walking. But just first of all, feel how standing feels with working these extensors. Feel how you feel your shoulder blades back, your chest open, right?
No, I have tension here. Is that because I work?
That's okay. Right? I mean, we don't realize, including myself, you guys, I work on this all the time, every day. Like when I take Stella out walking in the morning and stuff, I look at my shadow. And it's just common for we all look down and start this. It's like a minimal flexion. We're here, right? And so what I think of is getting very long on the front side. And then my other focus that helps me so much is just rolling through my feet. Right? So you're going to step and you walk through those ankles and feet. You go from heel to your toes. Again, I do this. If I wake up in the morning and my right knee, which is the one I had, you know, rebuilt, feels a little funny, you guys, I start doing the whole foot thing too. It takes awareness. So walk and take a step, separate those legs. That's it, Bonnie. Roll through. Let the heel come up. So a big piece is letting the heel come up. Right? Pushing off those toes. So that this whole week, this is how you're going to start to walk. You're not going to lift your knees. Corinne, that's beautiful.
Your toes are hurting.
Yeah, because you never do it. I'm sorry, but it's like you hit age 50 and everybody becomes pathetic. And then you have to see why it starts to exist, especially like in this great mountain town that we live in. But look at the activities. Hiking, you end up lifting more.
Well,
see, because the slope changes.
And your
right?
hiking shoes have a harder
slope. So,
what? What do you mean the slope changes?
The slope.
Oh, slope.
The slope. You're not flat.
Right.
So as it's sloped, you have to lift. But that's not necessarily true. I ordered another pair of my hiking shoes that you move beautifully through. You should really not get a super, super stiff. Yeah. And they've really moved away from that. It's really you and your mechanics. So lift up those heels, Anne. That's it. Roll through those toes. And things might hurt a little bit in the beginning. But that's what it's going to take to open them up. But I think you understand both skiing and hiking, right? They encourage you not to do this. So you can practice this everywhere. I mean, so Anne, just have awareness. You're going to go to the grocery store, getting in and out of your car, walking into the market. Are you walking through your feet, running errands,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
Right. So just there's so many places. Go down to the mailbox that you pay attention to this. Excellent. Are we good?
Sometimes when I get up in the